Matt. It's a great day for INPEX and the ICFIS joint venture. It's the first commercial shipment from the ICFIS project, this being condensate from our ICFIS venture, FPSO, which is in the Browse Basin, just north of Broome, about 500 kilometers north of Broome. Condensate is a light crude oil that we're producing, and I think it's especially satisfying for us given that it's been 20 years since we were awarded the exploration permit in 1998. It's been some 18 years since we drilled the exploration well that led to the discovery of the ICFIS field, 6.5 years since our final investment decision, which means 6.5 years of construction to get us to this point. We've spent more than $50 billion Australian dollars, and we're finally in a position now to be generating revenue. So a really terrific day for us to celebrate that milestone. We're expecting now 40 years ahead of project life.
This first shipment of condensate, where's it off to?
The first shipment is going into Asian markets, and that is what I would expect. Most of our condensate will be attractive to Asian markets.
To be used in what?
It gets sent to refineries and it's used for various purposes.
Is it easy to explain how many barrels of this condensate get produced on a daily, weekly basis by this project?
Yes. At peak, we expect to produce around 100,000 barrels of condensate per day. We have a floating production storage and offloading facility in the Browse Basin. She's named the ICFIS Venture. And just to give you some figures around that, the FPSO, as it's called, is some 336 meters long, 60 meters wide, has a capacity to hold more than 1.1 million barrels of condensate. So huge all around and just an enormous facility.
Wow, all there, out there in the middle of the Browse Basin.
That's right, and supported from Broome and Juddigin in particular.
In terms of overall value of that ICFIS project, where does condensate fit in?
Well, condensate is a very important product for us, of course. It certainly does contribute to the economics of the project and makes it, a more sustainable project in terms of economics. I would point out that the ICFIS field itself represents the largest liquid hydrocarbon discovery in Australia since Bass Strait in the 1960s. So a very significant, in this case, condensate discovery for the country and one of the largest ever discovered.
Is it easy to paint a picture of what it looks like when that ship comes in to be, loaded with condensate?
Well, what happens is the FPSO itself looks like a super tanker, really. It's painted bright blue, but the difference being that it has huge production facilities on top of it, about 8 stories high or something off the deck. So if you can imagine a super tanker with production facilities 8 stories high on top of it, that's what our FPSO looks like. And then what happens is the condensate carrier comes in from behind, kind of, and there's a reel that the hose, effectively, that is reeled out to the ship, to the receiving condensate carrier, and then we just pump the condensate straight from the FPSO into the condensate carrier, and then when that finishes, we reel back in the hose, and the condensate carrier goes out to market. So it's a pretty straightforward process. It's something that's been done elsewhere for decades now. It's a very safe, reliable process, and we're pleased, especially, of course, yesterday, to be able to have done that successfully and most importantly, safely.
I could tell you what the price of beef is and what a tray of mangoes is worth. I've got no idea what condensate is worth. Are you able to share that?
Well, in rough terms today, the price, it's all based on the price of crude oil. Brent oil today is trading at about $85 a barrel. So that's roughly what you would equate.
And is that good? Is it a good time to be in this sort of business?
It's a good time in the business, yes, certainly. Just to give you an indication of some of the volatility that we've seen even in the course of this project, when we made our final investment decision in 2012, the oil price was around $100 a barrel, so higher than it is today. But that said, just 2 years ago, we saw oil dip below $30 a barrel, so much lower than it is today. So being at $85 a barrel is a pretty good spot for us, certainly, and something I think the whole industry is pretty happy with.
How regular will the shipments be now that you've started?
Well, we're just only just getting started now. We may have our next shipment in the next month or so as we ramp up production. Again, this is a 40-year project, so over the life of the project, we'll be sending lots of product to market.
And finally, Bill Townsend, I get the sense Darwin's gearing up for that first gas. Is the end of the year still the goal?
That's right. Darwin is gearing up. In fact, we're all ready to receive the gas in Darwin. We've got two LNG processing trains in Darwin. They're already commissioned and ready to produce LNG. What we're doing now is we're pressurizing the gas export pipeline. Once that gets up to a sufficient pressure, we will commence production of LNG from our plant in Darwin as well as LPG. And we expect our first shipment in the next few months, really, and certainly in the fourth quarter of this year.
How does that make you feel at a personal level? I know you've been involved in this project for yonks.
Well, thanks for asking, Matt. Yes, on a personal level, it's been 12 years since I joined the project in 2006. And I've, you know, to see a project and have the privilege, really, to see the project from a front row position, from really the concept select right through all the engineering design and all the different approvals that are required and final investment decision, and then straight through all the construction and all dealing with governments and community and all those issues that that we manage day to day. It's hugely rewarding, and I think it's a great, you know, it's hugely personally satisfying, but I also am proud for the contribution that we're making to the local communities and to Australia more generally.
Well done on this week, and thanks so much for your time on the Country Hour.
Thanks, Matt. It's always good to talk to you.